To learn more about the video series, The Science of Healthy Cities, we are joined by Dr. Yvonne Laird, Program Director and Lecturer in Prevention and Health Promotion in the Prevention Research Collaboration at the University of Sydney. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the Science of Healthy Cities video series?
Yeah, so the Science of Healthy Cities is an online event as part of National Science Week, and it brings together members of the public with experts from across Australia who are working in the intersection of health and urban planning to really consider what we can learn from the COVID-19 pandemic to create healthy and livable cities and spaces.
It's definitely a topical one at the moment. Now, before I ask why, how does the city we live in influence our health and well-being, can you tell us why it's important for us to learn about this and how you're posing the question this week?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, we know that cities are really important for our health, but it's also really important for us all to know about how cities influence health and what we can do to help make our cities healthier. So that's really what we're hoping to share. If people can go away with an idea or a few ideas of ways that they can contribute to making their spaces healthier, then that's really what we're hoping to achieve.
And how are you going to be answering the question this week?
So we have a video series, like you mentioned, which is our Healthy Cities video series, which is where experts are going to be talking about different aspects of how the built environment influences health and well-being. So we're covering things like how our spaces influence physical activity, access to healthy foods, how they can protect us from the sun, and lots more. And we're really inviting people to join us, come watch the videos and engage in conversations with the experts as well, ask any questions that they might have and share ideas as well for ways that people get involved in their cities and ways that they contribute.
Absolutely. And you mentioned there about COVID-19. One of your experiences is calling for people to participate in the Citizen Science Project. Can you tell us more about the Corona Report and how we as listeners can contribute?
Yeah, definitely. So Corona Report is a global citizen science project, which is a collaboration with the University of Edinburgh and a citizen science app development company called Spotteron. And what we're really interested in finding out is what people's experiences of the COVID-19 pandemic has been on their health and well-being. And particularly for this project, we want to know how the spaces and the areas that people live, work, study and play are impacting or have been impacted by COVID-19.
So what kind of examples would that be health-wise?
It could be things like having somewhere in your local area that you can go for a walk. So it might be a local park. It might be having walking and cycling paths near you. Previously, without any kind of restrictions in terms of access, then people might be able to go for a drive and go to a park that's further away. But during COVID lockdown, for example, that's more difficult if you don't have those spaces and facilities in your local area.
That's such a good point. That's one thing that I think we're all noticing, how close or far away the green spaces are nearby. Because like you said, so many people just hop on public transport or hop in their cars and go somewhere further off. And now with the restrictions in place, you got to find something a little bit closer.
Definitely.
So for this event taking place, how can we watch the videos and participate in any discussions?
The event's fully online. It's all being delivered via our social media platforms. So to get involved, you just need to head along to our Facebook page. So it's www.facebook.com/scienceofcities. And everything's on there. We're also on Twitter and Instagram, which is @science_cities. So you can just head along, drop in, watch any of the videos that are up there. We've got more videos coming out this week. And we're really keen to get into a conversation with people. So do feel free to ask any questions or drop comments and leave your ideas.
Sounds wonderful. And I'm looking at the schedule now and I can see that at 4 p.m. today there will be a talk on physical activity with the Associate Professor Verity Cleland from University of Tasmania, which sounds like a really interesting one.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. We've also got another video at the same time on Friday where Louise Baldwin's going to be talking about how we can design our cities to protect people from UV radiation.
It's a really important one. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about the program.
Thanks so much for having me.